delighted. I think the whole team and all the staff are very delighted with how it's going. I think that's starting from the front with the front lads and all the way through. And, you know, there's some games where I haven't been too busy myself, to be honest, and that's credit to all the lads.
Do you think it's down to the little change of formation? I know he's played the other game back with four at the back, but mainly the last few games it's been the three centre-halves and two wing-backs. Has that helped? What do you think?
Yeah, possibly. I think it just depends on our opposition a lot of the time and the systems that they're playing, and we'll adapt to that. But I think, you know, quite a few of our clean sheets have come with the three centre-halves, so I think that probably has made a difference.
And you, on a personal note, were fighting for get the number one goalkeeping jersey 12 months ago off either Alan Martin or Steve Phillips, and now you've got the number one goalkeeping jersey. How do you feel? You know, where are you now with your game?
Well, you just want to be playing. It's no different as a goalkeeper, as any position, and I know that I've always got the competition with Scott. He's always pushing me all the way, so I know that I've got to be playing well to keep the shirt.
And do you feel more confident and more, you know, about the situations that arise in games with the amount of games that you've had under your belt now? You're having a great run of games, aren't they? Touch water.
Yeah. I mean, you get more and more comfortable with the more games you play, and obviously confidence comes with results and clean sheets as a goalkeeper, so I feel confident at the moment, yeah.
Back to the league action now, of course, and that's the bread and butter of what you're aiming for, is to claw your way up the table. You know, it's very, very tight in terms of points. You sit bottom of the table, but the points gap is, nothing, is it really?
No, we've given ourselves a great chance, really, over the last few weeks, and we know we're right back up there now, so obviously we'll work this week and hopefully we can get 3 points on Saturday.
And when we talk about those defenders, there's plenty of choice now, isn't there? The manager's got, you know, all the players available. Harry's come back, he was the last one, of course, but you've got plenty of choice there, plenty of experience. Do you think that, you know, the blend's there?
Yeah, I think the good thing at the moment, there's competition for places all around the pitch, and you know that's the same at the back. We've got, like you say, plenty of defenders available, and all of them can do a job when required.
They always say there are important periods in games, in seasons. You start off the season hoping to get a good start. That didn't happen for you, unfortunately. Now you're heading towards the Christmas period and the winter months, and it is important that you do get points on the board.
Yeah, we were, like everyone, was disappointed with the start of the season, but now we're coming towards the Christmas period, and obviously the games come thick and fast, so we'll be able to pick up as many points as possible.
There is somebody who's going to answer this question who's a very young goalkeeper up and coming. But what about the youngsters, the real youngsters that are in the team now? You know, they make me feel better than old man, I think. Well, no, I'm only joking there. But, you know, we'll just talk us through about them lads who've stepped up. You know, Steve was on about it, might be around the squad, not expected to push on, but all of a sudden someone have got the chance and look as though they want to stay.
Yeah, they've done brilliantly. I think, you know, everyone here, we see them every day, so we know what they're capable of. But, you know, the likes of Coops, Bales and James Jones, when he came on the other day, have all been brilliant. So, you know, that's great for them, and they'll only grow in confidence from that.
Do you see that day in and day out when you're out on that training ground, that, you know, once they get that chance that they could step up into League One football?
Yeah, we see that everyone in the squad's capable of doing that, and we see that every day, and you know, they just got to take the chance when they got it, and they have been doing. So, yeah, it's great for the young lads.